弟兄姐妹早安平安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
很高兴能够再次来到大家中间，很高兴能够看到很多老的面孔。
I'm very glad to be among you again to see all these familiar faces.
今天我讲的题目是The Way of Wisdom, 就是智慧的道路。
And so today I want to share with you my preaching, which is The Way of Wisdom.
我们很多人都很想有智慧，我们都想有一个智慧的人生，我们想是一个智慧的人。
I think most of us want to have wisdom, to live lives of wisdom.
所以我们在我们的人生当中，我们都会读过很多的智慧书或者箴言集。
And so we always like to read books, you know, how-to books or you know famous sayings by famous people.
比方说我们中国有儒家，儒家告诉我们说"为过而知新，三人行必有我师"，也告诉我们说"有朋自远方来，不亦乐乎"。
And so, in Confucian thought that we ought to continue to review the things that we know in order to gain new knowledge, and that every person we meet could potentially be our teacher.
So, 今天看到很多老朋友，我的心里是不亦乐乎。
And so today, I see all these old friends among us. I am very glad indeed.
我们道家说，祸兮福之所依，福兮祸之所伏。天地之道，吉则反，盈则亏，盈则随。
And then that in the Taoist thought that fortune and misfortune are reliant upon each other, and that you ought not to have too much or too little of one or the other.
所以我们很多事情不能看表面，有的时候是祸就是福，有的时候是福就是祸。
And so we ought not to be too superficial in looking at the phenomena in the world, that the things that may seem like blessings may not be, and the things that seem like misfortune may not be either.
那么佛教说一切万法皆从心生，心无所往，随处解脱。那意思就是说最重要的东西是我们的心，我们的心怎么样。
And in Buddhist philosophy, the most important is our hearts or our minds.
伊斯兰教的穆罕默德他说有两件事情是我最憎恶的，就是没有信仰的博学多才和充满信仰的愚昧无知。
And in Islamic thought, the two things that the prophet most hated is one who is full of knowledge but has no faith, and one who is full of faith but has no knowledge.
那我们今天我们可以看到很多没有信仰的博学多才，我们有很多的化学博士或物理学博士、生物学博士，有计算机系的博士，但是我们没有信仰，我们的生命是迷失当中。
So despite, but what we believe is that despite all of the knowledge in the world, no matter what kind of degree you may have, if you do not have faith,then the wisdom you have is quite very foolish indeed.
So, 我想穆罕默德如果今天活着的话，他一定会气得半死。
I believe that if the Prophet Muhammad was still alive today, he would be very upset at the state of the world.
我们中国有一个故事叫南辕北辙，不知道大家，我相信很多人都听说过。
There's a story from Chinese wisdom about a man who was trying to head north, but he was going south.
就有一个人他要去楚国。他要去楚国，有楚国在南方，他驾着一辆车要去，然后他走在路上的时候，他碰到一个人，一个人问他你去哪里，他说我去楚国。
Opposite. Anyway, so in the story, this, I'm sorry, my have very bad sense of direction.
Anyway, so
he's headed south, and so on the way on his journey, he meets another traveler, so they strike a conversation. He's like, where are you going? Oh, I'm headed south.
然后这个人问他你去楚国你应该往南边走呢，你为什么往北边走呢？他说不要紧，他说我这个车夫很好，我的车夫是百里挑一的车夫。
And so the other man got really confused. If you're headed south, then why are you on the northern road? You know, it's like, oh no, don't worry, I have the best vehicle, it's made for long traveling long distances.
然后那个人就说，他说但是你走的方向不对啊，他说不要紧，我这马是最好的，我的马是千里马，是万中挑一的千里马。
And the other guy's like, but you're headed the wrong way. He's like, oh, don't worry about it, my horse is the best horse, it's specifically bred to never tire.
所以我们今天其实我们今天的话，我们有很多类似的事情，然后我们有很多的知识，我们有很多的博士学位，但是 我们的人生是迷失的，我们的人生没有方向，我们的人生是 lost 的。
And so that is the state of the world today, that we think we know a lot of things, but if we do not have the true faith, the true knowledge, then our life is very lost.
我们有智慧选择一个好的马夫，我们有智慧选择一匹好的马，但是我们没有智慧选择正确的方向。
So if all of our wisdom is just focused on the superficial things, but we do not know what the right direction is, then we will still be lost.
所以诗篇111篇说，敬畏耶和华是知识的开端。箴言书1:7说，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
And so what the Bible tells us is that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
这句话的意思就是说，敬畏这位创造天地的主，敬畏这位高天至大者，这才是真正的智慧。
That true knowledge, true wisdom comes from the fear of the God who created the heavens and the earth.
真正的智慧，那个大的智慧，不是你如何选择一个车夫的智慧，不是你如何选择一匹马的智慧，而是你去选择一个方向的智慧。
The true wisdom is not the wisdom in the preparations or in your tasks, but in your direction.
这个智慧是孔子口中所说的大道，他一生向往这个大道，但是他一生不知道这个大道是什么东西。
This is the way that every philosopher since the beginning of time has been seeking, and yet they do not know what it is.
台湾有个作家叫高行健，然后他写了诺贝尔文学奖的获得者，他写了一本书叫《灵山》。
And even the greatest Nobel Prize winning writers also seek.
他在《灵山》当中他说，今天我们无论是在喧嚣的都市，还是在蛮荒之地，那我们每一个人都为我们心中的太古灵山然后展开一个心灵的朝圣之旅。
And so he wrote a book saying that, you know, whether we are in the busy urban areas or in the quiet wilderness, all of us seek a mystical experience.
很多时候那个灵山仿佛就在我们的眼前，仿佛我们就触手可及，但是每一次都与我们擦肩而过。
That many times that mystery seems very close to us, and yet at the same time it also seems to pass us by.
我们找不到那个灵山。
That we can never seek it by our own ability.
但是今天我告诉你，这个神的智慧，这个大的智慧，孔子口中所说的那个大道，然后高行健小说当中的灵山就在这里，就在你的眼前。
But what I want to tell you today is that the way that has been sought, the mystery, which we want answers to, is here, right here.
关键是你愿不愿意放下在尘世当中的追求，这个世界的诱惑，来拥抱神的智慧。
Are you willing to discard the superficial things of this world to embrace God's wisdom?
所以这是今天这是我的 outline， 这是我的大纲。就第一部分我会讲神的智慧从前是隐藏的，但是现在向我们显明出来。
And so today I'm going to have four main points this year. And the first is that the wisdom of God had once been hidden from us.
那第二部分会讲，就是我会对比神的智慧和世界的智慧。第三部分会讲神的智慧是超越我们想象的。最后会讲，就神的智慧是从圣灵而来的。
And then the second point is that God's wisdom is different from the world's wisdom. The third is that God's wisdom is greater than anything we could ever imagine. And finally, that God's wisdom is from the Holy Spirit.
那么在哥林多前书的2:6-8，他这么说，他说。保罗在这里说，他说在完全人的当中我们也讲智慧，但是这个智慧不是这世上有权有势要败亡之人的智慧。
We do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature, but not the wisdom of this age or the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing.
他说这个智慧是在神在万事之前就已经在那里的，是隐藏在那里的。
It is a wisdom that has been hidden before the very creation of the world.
所以今天在这世上的智慧，这些有权有势人的智慧，他们是要败亡的。这个智慧不是我保罗今天要讲的智慧。
The wisdom of this world is a wisdom that will pass away, but that is not a wisdom that I, Paul, am going to speak to you about.
所以保罗在这里把一个世界的智慧和神的智慧有一个对比。
And so here, Paul, he's already drawing lines in the sand to distinguish between God's wisdom and the wisdom of the world.
今天我们要讲神的智慧，我们首先要讲世界的智慧，然后我们才能够理解神的智慧是什么。
And so in order to understand God's wisdom, we have to first understand what the world's wisdom is.
所以我们先讲世界智慧的起源，我们看三段经文。第一段在创世纪的2:15-17。
So let's look very quickly at the origin of worldly wisdom, which begins in which the account is in Genesis chapter 2.
在创世纪的二章十五到十七节，然后神创造了是亚当和夏娃，把他们放在伊甸园当中。神对他们说：“园中所有的树上的果子你都可以吃，但是只有这个分别善恶树上的果子你不能吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。”
And so Genesis chapter 2 verses 15 and 16 tells us, "The Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. And the Lord God commanded the man, 'You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat of it, you will surely die.'"
然后到三章的六到七节，他说，就是当时夏娃看到这个果子很漂亮，悦人的眼目。然后是能够使人有智慧，所以他就摘下来吃了，而且他给他丈夫亚当也吃了。他们吃的时候眼睛就亮了。
But Genesis chapter 3 verse 6 tells us what happened of that commandment. When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye and also desire for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened.
然后在同一章的二十二节，耶和华神就说：“那人亚当和夏娃，他们已经与我们相似，能够分辨善恶，能够知道善恶。”
And so God commented on this issue, saying that the man has now become like one of us, knowing good and evil.
那么在这一节经文当中，在这三段经文当中，就是这个树为什么叫分辨善恶树，然后他们吃了这个树的果子，为什么眼睛就亮了？然后神为什么在说他们现在就与我们相似，能够知道善恶？这是什么意思
？So what does all of this mean? What is the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil? What does mean to be like God?
这个意思是不是说，就是他们亚当和夏娃以前是没有智慧的，不能够分辨善恶，所以他们吃了这个果子以后，他们就有智慧了，就能够分辨善恶了呢
？Was it that Adam and Eve had no wisdom before this? That they didn't know what good and evil was?
但其实不是这样，这个意思就是说，他们之前是按照神的标准来分辨善恶，他们之前是有智慧的，是能够分辨善恶的，只不过是按照神的标准来分辨善恶。
No, they had the revelation of God. They had what God told them was good and evil.
但是现在他们吃了这个分别善恶树上的果子之后，他们有了自己的标准，他们按照自己的标准来分辨善恶。
But once they ate of the fruit, they became reliant on their own standards.
所以他们的眼睛就亮了，然后他们像神一样能够分辨善恶，是说他们有自己的标准，像神一样有自己的标准。
That their eyes were open, for they realized that they were able to set their own standards of good and evil.
所以这里发生的事情是一个坐标系的一个转移，坐标原点的转移。
So, in mathematical terms, this is a...They shifted the origin from which they decided the basis of all things.
如果 XY 坐标系是神的坐标系，那么 X 撇 Y 撇的坐标系是亚当和夏娃的坐标系。
And so, as we can see in the graph, that God originally had an axis which centered on his origin, but Adam and Eve moved their standards to a new axis that had a new origin.
对，以前他们的坐标系是重合在一起的，亚当和夏娃的坐标系就是神的坐标系。但是当他们想去吃那个果树的果子的时候，他们已经在怀疑神的标准，所以他们的坐标系就从神的坐标系当中转移出去。
And so originally, Adam and Eve took God's word as truth that their origin was centered on God.But when they rejected God's authority, when they doubted God's truthfulness, they used their own judgment as the basis of their truth.
所以同一个点 A 在 XY 坐标系当中，它的坐标是一二，但是到 X 撇 Y 撇的坐标系当中，它的坐标就是负一零。
And so a point that has a certain designation on the original axis now has a different designation on the new axis.
所以今天我们也是一样，我们今天就是今天发生的事情就是我们说公说公有理，婆说婆有理，每个人都觉得我是有道理的，因为每个人都觉得我是这个世界的标准，我是万物的尺度。
And so the world's truth is a matter of he said, she said. I think I'm right. You think you are right, and nobody can agree on who's actually right.
今年年初的时候，普京向克里米亚地区派兵的时候，普京觉得他是对的，但是美国却不这么认为。
And so we can see that in the world events, as currently, Putin has sent troops to Crimea, believing he was in the right, and the rest of the world doesn't exactly agree with him.
我们中国和在南海和菲律宾然后越南有些冲突，然后中国按照它的九段线这个 U 型线来说，这个南海是我们的，但是菲律宾和越南却不这么认为。
And in China's own past, the same thing happened with the nations of Southeast Asia.
前几天我看新闻的时候，然后朝鲜的新闻，他就说朝鲜宣称他们是世界上民主最先进的国家。
那
我想。
And so, you know, we also hear about how in North Korea the propaganda goes that North Korea is the most advanced, most democratic, most free nation in the world.
但是美国却不这么认为，我相信美国人民看了之后都会觉得这是胡说八道，说我们才是民主最先进的国家。
And so any American would look at that and say, that's ridiculous. We're the number one nation in the we're the most free nation in the world.
然后在创世纪的第四章，我们就看到世界之后的发展，然后看到亚当和夏娃的儿子，两个儿子亚伯和该隐，然后他们献祭的时候，神喜欢亚伯的祭，不喜欢该隐的祭。
And so this conflict we can trace all the way back to the very first family in the Bible, wherein the two sons of Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel, had conflict because God was pleased in one man's offering but not in the others, and so Cain rose up and killed his brother.
所以该隐就怒火中烧，把他的弟弟亚伯杀了。他觉得我才是这个世界的中心，我是这个世界的标准，为什么你不喜欢我的祭？
And so, because Cain, in his heart, he got angry. He says, "You know, by what basis do you reject my offering? You know, why do you not accept the fact that I was trying to please you?"
然后我们看到同一张拉麦的例子。拉麦是该隐的后裔，他对他的妻子说，他说，壮年人伤我，我把他杀了；少年人随我，我把他害了。
And the descendants of Cain is a man named Lamech who boasted to his wives, saying that.You know, I will kill a young man for merely insulting me.
所以到创世纪的六章，我们看到这世上的罪恶极大，神就用洪水毁灭了这个世界，只有诺亚一家八口活下来。
And so by the time of Noah, that God was so fed up with the sinfulness of the world that he flooded the whole earth such that only Noah and his family.
所以我们看世界的智慧在不断的发展。我们今天我们环顾我们的四周，世界的智慧是无处不在。
And so we see the state of the world, in which you know there's the wisdom that people hold up as what should be admired.
所以我们今天去羡慕这些人，我们羡慕 Steve Jobs， 我们羡慕马云，我们羡慕 Bill Gates， 因为他们世界上的首富，他们知道如何赚钱，如何成为成功的人士。
So we admire the rich and the famous, the ones who have accomplishments in this world, people like Bill Gates, people like Steve Jobs.
但是你们有没有想过，保罗在这里说，我所讲的智慧，神的智慧，是这些有权有势的人不知道的。
And Paul, bring it back to 1 Corinthians, Paul says that this is a wisdom that these people don't know about.
所以在哥林多前书的一章二十一节，他说：“世人凭着自己的智慧，他们不认识神，所以神就乐意世人把神的智慧当作是愚拙的。”
That First Corinthians chapter I'm sorry, what where is this?
First Corinthians chapter one.
First Corinthians chapter one, verse 21 says, "For since the wisdom of God in those."For since in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not know him, God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believe.
所以神的智慧就隐藏了。孔子说大道隐没了。
So the wisdom of God hid itself.
但是其实神在这个历史过程当中一直向我们说话，一直把他的智慧告诉我们。
But what we do know that God...In fact, it's not a God who has hidden himself, but rather a God who has revealed himself over and over again through the various prophets.
那么在希伯来书的一章一到二节是这样说，神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末时借着他儿子晓谕我们。
In the past, the book of Hebrews tells us, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways, but in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son,whom he appointed heir of all things.
所以我们知道从这神创造这个世界一直到耶稣基督的来临，一直到这个世界的末日，到他的再来，然后 一直到耶稣基督的来临，然后神不断地差遣他的先知，有亚伯，有诺亚，有亚伯拉罕，有摩西，有大卫，以赛亚，有约翰。
So over and over again, God sent his servants to speak to us on his behalf, from Abel to John the Baptist.
然后到这个末世，就是耶稣基督降临到这个世上，然后耶稣基督自己住在我们的当中，所以道成了所以道成了肉身，住在我们中间，丰丰满满的有恩典，有真理。
And then God Himself came incarnate, as the Gospel of John tells us. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
所以这里其实发生的是两个世代的一个重叠。所以耶稣基督来到这个世上，我们看一段经文，是在哥林多前书的15章45到49节。
And so the arrival of Jesus brought forth an overlapping of two different kinds of worldviews. And we can see that in 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
那么在这段经文当中说，他说首先的亚当他是属血气的，他是在先的，那末后的亚当就是耶稣基督，他是属灵的，是在后的。
1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 45. And so it is written, the first man became a living being, the last Adam a life-giving spirit.
那么首先的亚当的话，他是出于地，是属土的，末后的亚当就耶稣基督是出于天，是属天的。
The first man he was out of the earth, but the last man came out of heaven.
所以这里发生的是两个世代的重叠。第一个世代是从神创造这个世界到耶稣基督的来临，然后到这个世纪的末日，就耶稣基督的再来，这是一个世代，这个世代是在亚当当中的。
That there is an age of fallenness that began in the fall and will extend until the second coming of Jesus.
那么第二个世代是在耶稣基督当中的，是属天的，从耶稣基督的降临一直到永永远远。
And the second age is an age of God's kingdom, which came in the incarnation of His Son and will extend into all eternity.
所以当耶稣基督来到这个世间的时候，他把属天的那个世代。属天的那个世界就是带入到我们现在这个世界当中。
And so when God came among us in the flesh, He brought the world that exists the rule of God from heaven to show us what that is like.
所以那个属天的智慧，属天的世界有属天的智慧，属地的世界有属地的智慧，那么属天的智慧也随着耶稣基督来到这个世界。
That the wisdom that of the heavenly realm cameto be shown among us who only knew the earthly wisdom.
所以道成了肉身，住在我们当中，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
Once again, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth.
所以属天的智慧集中体现在十字架的耶稣基督身上。
That the Word, and the culmination of that heavenly wisdom was the crucifixion of Christ on the cross.
所以我们到第二个部分。那么在哥林多前书的1章23节，他说：“我们去。”保罗在这里说：“我是传钉十字架的基督。”然后1章18节说：“因为十字架的道理，在那灭亡的人为愚拙。”
And so, as we look at the wisdom of God, we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing.
所以我们看到，就是神的智慧、属天的智慧，集中在耶稣十字架的耶稣基督身上体现出来。
That the culmination of the ultimate expression of God's wisdom is on the crucifixion of.
那这种智慧是一种什么样的智慧呢？就在世人看为愚拙的。
What kind of wisdom is it? It's a wisdom that seems foolish in the eyes of the world.
看一段经文，是在腓立比书的2章5到8节。
Let us look to Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 through 8.
那么在这里他说，你要以耶稣基督的心为心。那么耶稣基督的心是怎么样的心呢？他本有神的形象，本来是与神同等的，但是现在却虚己，取了人的形象，奴仆的形象，降生在马槽当中，成为木匠的儿子，最后被钉在十字架上，当作罪犯被钉在十字架上。
Your attitude, Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 9, that your attitude should be the same as Christ Jesus, who, being in the very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant.And then he also, not only that, but he also humbled himself to death, dying as a criminal on the cross.
所以这是一种什么样的智慧呢？这是一种降卑的智慧，这是一种说服的智慧和服侍的智慧。
This is a wisdom that is willing to humble oneself, that is willing to submit oneself, and that is willing to serve others.
所以在哥林多前书的一章十八到二十三节，他说：“十字架的道理就是神的智慧，然后在灭亡的人为愚拙。”然后到二十一节，他说：“神就乐意人把神的智慧当作是愚拙，然后神的智慧在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙。”
Again, the message. First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, and so God allows it to remain foolish, and that for the Jews it is a stumbling block, and for the Greeks it is foolishness.
但是神怎么说呢？神说我要灭绝智慧人的智慧，我要灭绝那聪明人的聪明，就你世上的智慧，世上的聪明我都要灭绝。
That for it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, the intelligence of the intelligent I will frustrate.
世上的智慧人在哪里呢？文士在哪里呢？这世上的辩士在哪里呢？就是神要叫世上的智慧变为愚拙。
That where is the wise man? Where is the scholar? Where is the philosopher of this age? Has God not made foolish the wisdom of this world?
今天我们崇尚那个 Bill Gates 他怎么赚钱的智慧，我们崇尚 Steve Jobs 怎么把 iPhone 做得那么漂亮的智慧，但是神告诉我们说，我要叫这世上的智慧变得愚拙。
And so we look up to the rich and the famous just because they make a lot of money, because they seem to have all these smarts. But God says, I'm going to make all of their intelligence seem like nothing.
因为神最后要这些世上的智慧，神最后要让他们引向的是灭亡，是地狱，是地狱的火。
For the wisdom of this world is doomed to destruction in the fires of hell.
所以我们今天在这里把这个世上的智慧和神的智慧做一个对比。
And so let us compare the wisdom of God with the wisdom of this world.
那神的智慧是要我们降卑自己，但世上的智慧是要我们抬高自己。
That the wisdom of this world, the wisdom of God wants us to humble ourselves. The wisdom of this world wants us to esteem ourselves.
我们有一个姊妹，她是一个非常爱主的姊妹，然后她也是非常聪明，学什么东西一学都会，所以我们也很看好她。
So I know a lady who is very smart. She's a very fast learner, and so we all have very high expectations of her.
但是有一点就是她的生命没有经过对付，所以她把世上的智慧带到教会当中。
But she has one weakness in that because her life is not yet mature, she brought the wisdom of the world into the church.
所以你每次给他谈话的时候，他都会告诉你，他说我在学校里面是多么多么的出色，在学校里面我是什么学生会主席是怎么的样子，他都会告诉你他以前是多么多么的厉害。
And so no matter what you try to talk to her about, she always brings up the fact that she's the best student in her school.
然后每次侍奉的时候，他都要成为别人的中心，别人的焦点，希望别人的目光都能够集中在他的身上。
And whenever she serves, she wants people to look at her to focus their attention on her.
所以他在教会当中侍奉，却把世界的智慧带入到教会当中。
And so because she brought the wisdom of this world into the ministry of the church.
犹太人盼望米赛亚盼望了一千多年。
And so in a similar way, the Jews had been hoping for their Messiah for thousands of years.
但是当米赛亚来临的时候，他们却不认识他，为什么呢？
But when the real article showed up in front of them, they did not accept him. Why?
因为在犹太人的观念当中，他们是按照这个世界的智慧去想，他们认为弥赛亚来临的时候一定是轰轰烈烈的，一定是以很荣耀的方式来到这个世上的。
For the, by the wisdom of the world, they thought that well, the Messiah he has to show up as a very important person. He's going to shake the, you know, he's going to be this big and you know he's going to make huge waves on the political scene.
但是当耶稣基督来临的时候，他是降生在马槽当中，他是一个木匠的儿子，最后被当作罪犯被钉在十字架上，所以犹太人就没有办法来接受这样的一个弥赛亚。
But Jesus came, he was born in a manger, the son of a carpenter, and he was crucified on the cross as a criminal. No Jew could accept such a savior.
所以我们在这里看到世界的智慧和神的智慧的一个区别。
And so that is the difference between the wisdom of this world and the wisdom of God.
那神的智慧告诉我们说，是就是是，不是就是不是。
The wisdom of God tells us, let your yes be yes and your no be no.
那么世界的智慧告诉我，你知道60%的东西，你要说成你好像你知道100%的，你要把它说成是铁板钉钉的。
But the wisdom of the world tells us that if even if you're not sure about something, you ought to act as if you know what you're talking about.
那神的智慧告诉我们说，就是说你们不要接党，不要站边。但世界的智慧告诉我们说，你们要接党，要站边。
The wisdom of God tells us to not play favorites, to not circle ourselves into cliques. But the wisdom of this world says, no, you have to stand on a side. You have to be in the in-group.
保罗为什么在哥林多前书的一章、二章的讲到世界的智慧和神的智慧呢？
So why is Paul hammering over and over again on the difference between the worldly wisdom and godly wisdom?
因为在哥林多的教会当中有结党，然后有纷争。有些人说我是属保罗的，有些人说我是属彼得的，有些人说我是属基督的。
And so, because the church in Corinth had split into all these little cliques, you know, one group says, "Oh, I'm, you know, I follow Paul," and another group says, "I follow Peter," and another group says, "I follow Christ."
其实每个人都想抬高自己，让别人听自己的。
But the reason why they say this is that they want to make themselves seem more important than anyone else.
这个世界的智慧告诉我们，神的智慧告诉我们说，你们要不要追求世界的荣耀？然后世界的智慧告诉我们，我们要追求世界的荣耀。
The wisdom of God tells us to not seek the glory of the world, but of course the world says no. The glory of the world is awesome.
所以今天我们很多人都想把我们的儿女送到哈佛、送到耶鲁、然后送到普林斯顿、送到 MIT.
So you know that's why we all want our kids to go into the famous colleges.
有一天就是我记得我那个 iPad 我买那个 iPad 的时候，我的女儿问我说她说爸爸你什么时候能够给我买一个 iPad？
And so I was purchasing my iPad and then my daughter asked like so daddy when can I get one？
那我就告诉她我说我是等你长大了上了 UPenn 我就给你买一个 iPad。
I said well that's gonna have to wait until you get to college and go to the University of Pennsylvania。
但是我说了之后，我心里就在想，我为什么要告诉他？我说等你上了 UPenn， 我给你买个 iPad 的。
But as soon as it came out of my mouth, I was like, wait a minute, why did I say that？
我为什么不说等你去读 Westminster 的时候，我给你买个 iPad 的
？You know, why did I say you know when you go to when you go to seminary like what you know Westminster？
所以很多的时候，我们在这个世界当中，我们受这个世界的智慧的影响，我是不知不觉的。
So a lot of times we are even subconsciously。affected by the world, and we're not even aware of it.
所以这个神的智慧告诉我们说，你们要去服侍别人，但是世界的智慧告诉我们说，我们要去管理别人。
The wisdom of God says we are to minister to one another. The wisdom of the world says that we are to rule over one another.
我们学院有一个教授，他有一次机会，然后去耶路撒冷去旅行。
There's a professor at our school who had a chance to go to Jerusalem to travel.
然后他的导游就告诉他说：“你在路边你会看到很多牧羊人，他们带着羊群，牧羊人一定是走在羊群的前面的。”
And so he says, when you go, so the tour guide says, you know, you'll see all these shepherds wandering around, and that they'll always be at the head of the sheep.
当他们坐在巴士上往前开的时候，然后就看到旁边有一个牧羊人带着羊群，然后这个牧羊人走在羊群的后面，用鞭子抽打羊群。
And but so when they were on the bus, they did indeed see a shepherd. But what he was doing was he was standing behind the sheep, and he was using a whip to shove them forward.
So 这个导游就对司机说停车停车，然后导游就跑下去跟那牧羊人说话。
And so this upset the tour guide so much that he called for the bus driver to stop, and he went down to argue with the shepherd.
然后当后来这个导游上车之后，他们继续往前走的时候，这个导游就对他们说，你们知道这个人是什么人。
And so after that he got back on the bus and he asked us, do you know what kind of person that was?
他说这个不是牧羊人，他是要把羊赶到屠宰场去的。
He's not a shepherd. He's taking the sheep to be slaughtered.
所以今天神的智慧告诉我们说，你们要做羊群的领袖，是你们要去走在羊群的前面，要成为他们的榜样。但是世界的智慧告诉我们说，你们要去 manage 别人，你们要去管理别人，让别人走在前面。
But so the wisdom of God says you are to be the shepherd of the sheep. You are just to be the example. You are to lead by the way that you live. But the wisdom of the world says no. You're the one giving orders. You're the one delegating. You're the one micromanaging.
那神的智慧是让我们去舍己，但是世界的智慧让我们是利己，让我们以自己为中心。
The wisdom of God says we are to give of ourselves, and the wisdom of the world says that we are to benefit ourselves.
那么神的智慧是要告诉我们说，你们要靠信心行事为人，靠信心不凭眼见。但是世界的智慧要告诉我们说，你们要抓住那些你们看得见的东西。
The wisdom of God says that we are to live by faith. The wisdom of the world says, I'm not going to believe a thing until you show me that it's real.
神的智慧最后是引向永生的，但世界的智慧最后引向的是灭亡，是地狱的火。
And the wisdom of God leads to life, but the wisdom of the world leads to destruction.
所以第三点，神的智慧是超越我们的想象的。
Third, the wisdom of God is greater than anything we could ever imagine.
所以神的智慧是我们眼睛 为神在他的智慧当中我们预备的，是眼睛未曾听见，耳朵未曾想到，然后耳朵未曾听见，眼睛未曾看见，心里未曾想到的。
For what God has prepared for those he loves is what the eye has not seen, the ear has not heard, and the heart has not imagined.
首先神我们预备的是一个荣耀的身体，在哥林多前书的15:50-53.
First, God has prepared us a glorious body, as 1 Corinthians 15, verse 50 tells us.
保罗在这里告诉我们说，就是说那个血肉之体不能够承受神的果，必朽坏的不能承受不朽坏的。
I declare to you, brothers, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable.
在52节，他告诉我们，但是在那个一霎时，就是在那个刹那之间、眨眼之间，我们都要改变，死人要复活，变成不朽的。
Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed.
我们这必朽坏的身体要成一个不朽坏的身体。
But the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will all be changed.
在中国的历史上，很多人寻求长生不老，像秦始皇、汉武帝，他们都想长生不老，但是没有一个人能够得到。
That and we know even in China's own history that every emperor sought the secret to immortality, and of course none of them found it.
但是神为我们预备的是一个不朽坏的身体，是一个永永远远的永生的身体。
But what God has prepared for us is indeed a life everlasting that will never perish.
第二点，神通过他的智慧为我们所预备的是一个荣耀的国度，在启示录的21章。
And second, God has prepared for us a glorious kingdom that and which is detailed in Revelation chapter 21.
约翰在这里说，我看见了一个新天新地。然后到第二节，他说，我看见圣城新耶路撒冷从神那里由天而降。
That John, he saw the new heavens and the new earth and the new Jerusalem descending from God.
在十一节说，他说城中有神的荣耀，城的光辉如同极贵的宝石，好像是碧玉，明如水晶。
That it shone with the glory of God, its brilliance was like the very precious jewel, clear as crystal.
十二节说有高大的墙，有12个城门，然后到13节说墙是用碧玉造的，城是晶晶的，如同明镜的玻璃。
That the and the walls and the city had very high walls with gates on every side.
城墙的根基是用各样的宝石修饰的。然后21节，12个城门，每一个门都是一颗珍珠。
And that the gates and the city, the foundation were all adorned with jewels, and every gate with pearls.
约翰在这里，他是用这个世上最美最美的东西，然后。最美丽的东西来描写将来那个新天新地，将来那个世界。
So here, John is using the things that we consider to be the most precious, the most valuable to describe the kingdom of God.
为什么呢？因为将来那个世界的美丽、那个荣耀是我们这个没有办法想象的，我们没有办法用语言能够描写出来的。
Because the glory that is to become in the world is something that we cannot imagine, that we cannot describe with mere words.
So, 约翰只能用世界上最美的东西来描写将来的世界，是让你看到，让你尝尝那个将来新天新地的那个荣耀，那个美好。
And so, the words that John uses here is so you can have the taste of the gloriousness that is to come.
所以神为我们预备一个荣耀的国度，我们将来要进入那个荣耀的国度当中。
And God is calling us into a glorious kingdom.
然后第三点就是说，在将来那个世界当中是没有痛苦的，神要擦去我们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，不再有悲哀、哭号、疼痛，所有的这些东西都没有。
Revelation chapter 21 verse 4 goes on to say that He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.
现在我没有办法想象一个没有死亡、没有痛苦、没有哀嚎的世界是一个什么样的世界，因为我们从来没有经历过这么一个世界。
I cannot hope to imagine what kind of world that is like, for that is an experience completely alien to the one we have now.
但是神将来为我们预备的那个是极荣耀的、极美丽的。
But what God has prepared for us is indeed incredibly glorious and beautiful.
是我们没有办法想象的。
It is unimaginable.
所以今天我们很多人都今天中国有很多父母都想尽办法，然后就卖房卖车，想把他们的儿女送到美国来读书。
We know a lot of parents in China now. They're doing everything they can, even selling all they have so that they can send their kids to America to study.
今天我们当中，可能我们基督徒当中也有很多人也想尽办法，也能够想把我们的儿女送到哈佛、送到普林斯顿、送到 MIT。
And the parents in America are also doing everything they can to send their kids into the cream of the crop schools here in the United States.
但是神告诉我们说，将来那个世界是极为荣耀的。我们有没有想尽办法？我们有没有卖房卖车，要把我们儿女要送到那个将来那个世界当中去
？But since we know that what God has prepared for us is even more glorious than we could ever imagine, what are we doing to prepare ourselves for that?
我们有没有想尽办法也让我们的儿女能够信主，他的上了大学之后他的信仰不至于流失。
What are we doing for our children so that they do not lose their faith when they leave us?
所以很多时候我们所做的反映了我们心里面所信的。
So a lot of times our actions show that what we really believe.
最后一点就是神的智慧是从圣灵而来的。
Finally, the wisdom of God is from the Holy Spirit.
那我们也问一个问题，就是说神的智慧这么美好，那么我们怎样才能够有神的智慧呢？
So inevitably you'll ask the question, okay, great, so God's wisdom is great. Okay, how am I going to get it?
在哥林多前书的2:10-12，他这里说，就只有神借着圣灵向我们显明的，因为圣灵参透万事，说没有人知道所以12说我们所领受的乃是从神而来的灵。
So what we have received is what God has revealed to us by the Spirit.
因为圣灵就是神的灵，神的灵知道神的事情，所以我们如果接受圣灵，我们如果有圣灵住在我们的里面，我们就知道有神的智慧。
For the Holy Spirit, being the Spirit of God, knows all things of God. And so if the Spirit indwells in us, then we also will know God's wisdom.
那么我们怎样才能够拥有圣灵呢？
How do we have the Holy Spirit?
那么在上次我也引用过这两段经文，第一句是在哥林多前书的15:45，说耶稣基督复活之后，末后的亚当就成了叫人活着的灵。
That as again back to 1 Corinthians 15:45, that the last Adam became a life-giving spirit.
在哥林多后书的3:17，他说主就是那灵，也就是耶稣基督，我们的主耶稣基督就是圣灵。
And that 2 Corinthians 3:17 tells us that the Lord is the Spirit.
所以当我们接受耶稣基督做我们的救主的时候，做我们生命主的时候，我耶稣基督就以圣灵的形式住在我们的里面。
And so when we receive Christ Jesus into our lives, the Holy Spirit Himself, it dwells in us and becomes part of us.
所以我们今天要想有神的智慧，我们就必须接受圣灵。我们要接受圣灵，我们必须接受耶稣基督做我们的救主和我们生命的主。
And so in order to have the wisdom of God, we have to have the Spirit of God in us. And to have the Spirit of God in us, we must first accept Christ Jesus not only as our Savior, but also as the Lord of our lives.
因为圣经上讲智慧的时候，它从来都是人格的，都是带有人格的。
For whenever the Bible speaks of wisdom, it is never spoken about in the abstract, but as a person.
有道成了肉身，住在我们当中，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
The Word dwelt among us and became flesh, full of wisdom and truth.
这个道是什么？道就是神的智慧。
Grace and truth.
住在我们的当中，成了肉身住在我们当中。他是一个人，他是一个有一个 person。
So what the wisdom is? What who is wisdom? Wisdom is the one who became flesh and dwelt among us.
所以你今天要想有神的智慧，你必须和耶稣基督有关系。
So to have the true wisdom.That belongs to God, then you must have a relationship with Jesus.
你今天看到一个很漂亮的姑娘，你想拥有她的美丽，你必须要娶她做你的太太。
It's the same way as if you see someone who's very attractive, and you want them to belong to you, you have to get to know them and then marry them.
你不能说我只想要你的美丽，我不想和你结婚。
That it is grossly unjust to say I only want your attractiveness.
前几天我在看我们一个弟兄的微博的状态的什么 moment 的时候，然后我看到他发了一篇文章，他说。一个人最幸福的人生是一个人必须结三次婚。
And then so, I read from a Christian brother, mind you. Now his philosophy is, you have to be married at least 3 times to experience the most wonderful life.
对，他是我的一个门徒，然后我就在想，糟糕，这个人怎么会这样
？And so I felt very embarrassed because he was supposed to be one of my disciples.
所以我就定期。点进去看看他到底要讲什么。
So I had to read what he had to say, to make sure that he hadn't gotten way off track.
原来他讲的是说，不是说和三个不同的人结婚，和是同一个人结婚要结三次。
He didn't say. So when I read his article, then I realized, thank God, he wasn't talking about getting married to 3 different people, but getting married to the same person.
他说第一次是在教堂上，或者是在宾馆里面。
The first marriage is your marriage ceremony, standing in the church or in a hall.
他说第二次是在家里，是在那个油盐酱醋的环境当中。
And the second time you get married is in the home, in the day-to-day routines.
第一次你是和他的美丽结婚，那么第二次你是和他的那个任性、傲慢、不讲理，然后就和强盗逻辑结婚。
The first time you marry her because you're attracted to her. The second time you marry her is because she's stubborn. She doesn't listen to a word you say, and she's unreasonable.
然后第三次是在社会当中，就是你要和她的七大姑八大姨结婚，你要和她的所有的背景结婚。
And the third is that you have to marry her community, the background that she came from, everyone that she's ever related to or made friends with.
我们今天要想有神的智慧，我们必须和耶稣基督结婚。
And so, in the same way that when we to get the wisdom of God, we must marry to Jesus.
我们必须在耶稣基督里面，我们必须和耶稣基督联合。我们要让耶稣做我们生命的主和我们的主。
We have to be in Jesus. We have to have our life connected to Jesus. We have to have Him be the Lord of our lives.
所以我对今天的讲道做一个总结。
And so I want to sum up everything that I've said today.
所以我们今天看到就是说，保罗在这里讲的智慧，不是这个世界上有权有势的智慧，不是那些奥巴马的智慧，也不是比尔盖茨的智慧，也不是马云的智慧，他讲的是神的智慧。
So today we talked about a wisdom that belongs only to God, and not to the rich and the powerful or the famous or the for or any of those people.
神的智慧在万事之前就在那里的，但是因为人犯了罪之后，人不要神的智慧，人抛弃神的智慧，人说我要自己要做主，所以神的智慧就隐藏了。
This is a wisdom that has existed since the beginning, but man rejected it. Man says, "No, I want to be my own God." And so the true wisdom of God hid itself.
但是我们看到，就是神一直没有放弃我们，神一直差遣他的先知向我们来说话。
But what we see is that God has never given up on us. He has continued to reveal himself to us.
到最后这个世代，到这个末世的时候，然后神差遣他的独生子耶稣基督来到我们的当中，道成了肉身，住在我们当中。
And then in these last days, he has also revealed himself to us through his son. The word became flesh.
耶稣基督的来临，他是把将来那个世代带入到现在这个世界当中，所以呢，将来那个世界的智慧也就在耶稣基督的身上，然后再从透过耶稣基督来在我们的这个世界当中。
And through his incarnation, Christ brought to us the wisdom.
所以神的智慧。
And so that it is only in him that we have God's wisdom.
所以神的智慧在耶稣基督的十字架上面体现出来。
And it was shown most clearly.In the crucifixion of Jesus on the cross.
在这个世界的人是看作是愚拙的，但是最后却是要引向我们走向永生的、走向荣耀的一个智慧。
The world sees this as foolishness, but it is, in fact, what will bring us eternal life.
那神在他的智慧当中为我们所预备的是我们眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，心里也未曾想到的。
And what God has prepared for us is what our eyes have not seen, what our ears have not heard, and what our hearts have not imagined.
这包括一个荣耀的身体，一个永远不朽坏的身体。
We will one day have a body that will never decay.
一个荣耀的国度，在那里没有痛苦，没有死亡，是最美最美的，我们没有办法去想象的。
We will dwell in an unimaginably glorious kingdom where suffering does no longer exist.
那最后一点就是我们要接受，我们要想拥有神的智慧，我们必须要接受耶稣基督做我们的救主，我们也必须要和耶稣基督联合。
And so for us to possess this wisdom, we must accept Christ Jesus as our Savior. We must be connected to His life.
我们必须让耶稣基督住到我们的里面，做我们生命的主。
We must allow Him to dwell in us and be the Lord of our lives.
所以我们今天我们必须回到从我们的坐标原点回到神的坐标原点。
So today we have to go back and recenter our origin on God.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为这个世界是神创造的，世界的每一个东西都是有意义的，但个万物的意义是神所赋予的。
For God was the one who created the world. God was the one who designed, who gave the world its purpose, and God is the one who has the best plan for where the world is going.
我们生命的意义，我们人生的意义也是神赋予我们的。
And the meaning of our lives, the plan for our lives, the direction of our lives is also God-given.
所以我们今天可以有很多的学士，我们今天可以有很多的博士，但是我们所有的只是说我们如何找一个好的车夫，如何找一匹好的马的智慧。
So all of the wisdom we have in this world, no matter what kind of degree we have, no matter what kind of skills we have, all of that is just superficial. All of that is just in the methodology.
我们想要有人生意义的智慧，人生方向的智慧，我们必须回到神的坐标原点。
In order to know the true meaning and direction of life, we must go back to God.
因为这个世界是神造的。
For this world is His world.
最后，我想用箴言书的一章二十到二十三节做我们的结束。
Finally, I would like to sum up from Proverbs chapter 1, verse 20 to 23.
智慧在街市上呼喊，在宽阔处发声，在热闹的街头喊叫，在城门口，在城中发出言语，说你们愚昧人喜爱愚昧，你们亵慢人喜欢亵慢。你们愚顽人黑武之事要到几时呢？说你们要回转，因我的责备回转。你们如果回转，我就将我的灵浇灌你们，将我的话指示你们。
Wisdom calls aloud in the street. She raises her voice in the public squares. At the head of the noisy street, she cries out. In the gates of the city, she makes her speech. How long will you simple ones love your simple ways? How long will you, mockers delight in mockery and fools hate knowledge? If you had responded to my rebuke, I would have poured my heart to you and made my thoughts known to you.
所以今天我们当中，如果是已经信主的弟兄姐妹，我劝你们就是说，我们要去在这个世界当中，我们对这个世界的智慧要有一个警醒，我们要回到神的智慧当中。
And so if you are today a believer, a brother or sister in the Lord, let me remind you to be aware of how polluted you are by the wisdom of this world.
如果你还没有信主，如果你还不知道神的智慧，那么今天就是一个机会，你可以回到神的智慧那里，你可以接受耶稣基督做你的救主，就圣灵就住在你的里面，你就有神的智慧。
And if you are not a believer today, let today be the day that you ask God to come into your life, that the wisdom of God can dwell in you in the form of His Spirit.
因为这个世界的智慧虽然可以让你在这世界上成功，让你成为有权有势的人，让你有钱，让你可以开 Porsche， 可以开 Ferrari， 让你可以过一个奢侈的生活，但是最终却是要引向灭亡的。
That the wisdom of this world might make you rich and powerful, that you could have the, you know, you could have good name brand things, but in the end it leads to destruction.
神的智慧在这世上，你可能没有那么有钱，也可能不会那么有权有势，但是神说我的恩典是够你用的。
And so maybe that, you know, if the wisdom of this of God is where it may not lead you to fame and fortune in this world, but what you'll experience is the fullness of His grace.
最终神的智慧要引向你进入一个荣耀的国度，一个完美的国度，在那里我们要看到神的荣耀，我们和基督耶稣基督一起同享神的荣耀。
And that it will lead you into a glorious kingdom in which we all share in God's glory forever.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you.
我们感谢你，我们本是愚妄的人，我们本是悖逆的人，我们本不认识你，不知道你的智慧。
Lord, that we thank you, for we were once foolish, we were once rebels, we were once traitors in your kingdom.
但是你却将我们从这样的灭亡的结局当中拯救出来。
But you have saved us out of our destruction.
你将你的圣灵赐给我们，住在我们的里面。
You gave us your spirit to dwell in us.
使我们能够认识你，使我们能够有这从天而来的智慧。
So that we can know you and know the wisdom that comes from heaven.
我们向你呼求，我们求你的圣灵在我们的当中来指引我们前面的道路。
We call to you and we ask that you lead us on the way forward.
让我们行在你的旨意当中。
So that we can walk in your ways.
以致将来有一天我们可以看到你的荣耀，我们可以与你一同坐席，我们可以分享你的荣耀。
So that we see your glory and that we can share in your kingdom.
我们感谢赞美你。
We thank and praise you.
这样的祷告是奉靠我主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.